Yeah, that's bad. Because you have to be able to hear what's going on.
We're ready.
Oh, I hear you.
Yes.
Okay, so February 6, 2019, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building and distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would everyone please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence for our
of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First order of business is presentation of the minutes. There's a little adjustment to the agenda, so please follow along. First motion would be for the minutes regarding the minutes for the reorganization meeting of January 2nd, 2019. Are there any comments or discussion for those minutes, or would there be a motion to approve?
If there are no comment, I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Then in your packets, there's meeting the minutes of the regular, I'm sorry, of the special meeting on January 16th, 2019, and the executive session of the special meeting on January 6th, 2019. Any discussion? People have had time to review, or a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the January 16th meetings of the special meeting and minutes of the special executive meeting.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And lastly, the minutes of the regular meeting from January 16th, 2019, and the minutes of the executive session on January 16th, 2019.
I don't have any comments. If nobody has any comments, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of January 16th, 2019.
And the executive session?
And the executive session, yes.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we'll open to public comments, limited to agenda items only. Is there a motion to open to public comment?
Make a motion to open to public comment, limited to agenda items only.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Seeing no public comments, is there a motion to close the public comment?
So move.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. First order of business after that, then, is the public hearing for ordinance number 2019-01, establishing a cap bank. This is the ordinance that was introduced two meetings ago. This would allow the calendar year 2019 budget and the final appropriation of the township to be increased by 3.5%, amounting to $153,725.18, and that any amount authorized above that amount shall be retained as and not appropriated, shall be retained as an exception to the final appropriation in either of the next two succeeding years, the so-called cap bank. First order of business would be to open the public hearing, unless would you like to...
I'm going to make a motion to amend to excise in paragraph, the seventh paragraph, there are two that any's in there. So it should be, it should read, be it further ordained that any amount authorized here and above. So we need to get rid of one of the that any's. That any, that any.
Is there a second for that motion?
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 And for the record, I would clearly deem that as a ministerial change, not requiring further advertisement. Obviously does not change the overall substance of the ordinance.
So we would now open for a public hearing.
Correct. I don't think there's any reason to we can proceed without hesitation.
Is there a motion to open the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Since there's no public audience, seeing no comment, is there a motion to close the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, is there a motion to adopt resolution 2019-01?
Ordinance, correct?
Ordinance. I'm sorry, ordinance 2019-01.
I'll make the motion to adopt ordinance number 2019-01, ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriations limit and to establish a cap bank.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So now we're on to resolutions. First resolution, resolution 26-2019, establishing the rate charge for police services to schools and other subcontractors. As many may know or not, our Lebanon Township police officers occasionally provide services both to the schools and to other private contractors, such as for road work and the like, and we charge a rate to them. This is to establish to make sure that the township breaks even on the costs actually accrued for that. The resolution would be to provide a preferential rate to our schools, partly because the recurring relationship and partly because it's less intensive use of the police cars. The rate would be a fixed rate at $90 per hour. And for other contractors other than the schools, the rate would be $115 per hour. If anyone has any questions, our police chief is here. Otherwise, and
since this is a resolution, this would be something that would become part of our yearly reorg if we have to change this, since it's not an ordinance.
If we have to change it, correct. And I would note as well.
Does it carry through if we don't need to change it, or should we also just have it there as a
matter of
course?
It should go on the every year we do this list, okay. Correct.
Okay. But these rate changes are to be effective July 1st, 2019, since there are a number of scheduled work with the school for the rest of their budget year. Any other discussion?
I'll make a motion then to approve resolution number 26-2019.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. The next resolution, resolution 27-2019, authorizing Matthew P. Lyons, Esquire, of the law firm of Gebhardt & Kiefer, to execute the necessary documents to obtain the bequest of the estate of Grover Melligan. I'll give a little bit of background, then I'll ask our attorney to address the actual legal issues here. Mr. Melligan is a former resident of Lebanon Township, but he still has some relatives in the area. A number of years ago, more than 5 years ago, after visiting the Township Museum after he'd already moved out of the township, he expressed support for the local museum and wanted to help preserve the township history. He passed away last year, at which time the township learned that he had named the Township Museum in his will. This resolution is then to authorize our attorney to execute the various paperwork required. Should I summarize, or would you like to summarize?
I've spoken several times to the attorney handling the administration of the estate. These are efforts, the ones specifically set forth in the resolution are efforts to expedite the closing of, the finalization of the estate. The other parties, there are numerous other parties that are beneficiaries. They have all indicated a willingness to do so. It'll expedite things and save fees, which would otherwise reduce the value of the estate.
And so the only other thing I would add is the funds that would be received are going to be deposited into the museum trust fund and used then in accordance with the township's ordinance for the Lebanon Township Historian.
Correct, and that would be compliant, would comply with Mr. Melligan's wishes expressed in his last will and testament.
Any other discussion? Is there a motion to approve resolution 27-2019?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 27-2019, authorizing Matthew P. Lyons, ESQ, of the law firm of Gebhardt & Kiefer, to execute the necessary documents to obtain the bequest of the estate of Grover W. Melligan.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next is old business. One item of old business I'd like to offer is if Committeewoman Kohler would like to summarize the fire and ice event that just occurred.
Yeah, this past Saturday we had a wonderful event in Memorial Park, and I just want to acknowledge the great team effort of the parks, Friends of Memorial Park and the recreation team. The weather cooperated. There was a beautiful red sky. It was like we were so blessed. And that whole series of really cold days kind of went – it was like a perfect day for the bonfire. So we had, you know, there was music, there was the bonfire, there was sledding. We had 50 people at one point on the hill sledding. There was ice skating on the pond behind police headquarters. We had an ice sculptor who did three beautiful sculptures while people watched. We had two food trucks, and there were waiting lines at the food trucks. I know I had to wait. And so that tells you how many people were there. So we had about 300 people show up. And we had a make-your-own s'mores, and we served over 230 s'mores people would make. Hot chocolate, 7 gallons that they made with half and half. Joanne Letters made the best hot chocolate. And there were it was like 7 gallons, like 112 cups, and that went. By the time I got there at 5:30, that was gone. We had let's see. So anyway, I wanted to just it was an overall fantastic event, and it's the second year that we've done it. It started out as the brainchild of Kathy Petrick, who's the wife of Eric Petrick. And so now we're in our second year, and it's really come along. So I want to thank the rec team, the rec commission, and the Friends Memorial Park, the park commission, for planning, executing, collaborating with excellence on this. The devil was in the details, and they really pulled it off. I want to thank the Christmas trees that were used in the bonfire, the residents, and the Highbridge DPW for the trees. The Highbridge DPW actually saw our request on Facebook for trees, and they called Maria and made that happen. I want to thank for the pallets. We had John Valenta of General Paving Stones LLC, Califon Lumber, and Califon Lumber. Justin Pill, who's the head of Cold Spring Lawn and Landscaping LLC. And then for the heavy lifting and the stoking of the fire that went on from like 4 to 8, they kept the fire burning, was our own Lebanon Township Volunteer Fire Department, hours of work there. Then we had the emergency services. While Lebanon Township's fire department was stoking the fire, the emergency services, it was Califon Fire Company and Highbridge Fire Company, along with Lebanon Township's EMTs that were all on standby. I want to thank for the preventative fire safety recommendations, Gary Apgar, who got ahead of the situation to protect the residents. He's our fire official in Lebanon Township. As far as the skating pond, we had the DPW, especially Warren, helping hold the accumulated rainwater that we were blessed with over the summer. So the plug he had put in and the clay obviously held. There were people that cleaned the snow from the pond. That was Doug Springer and Justin Pill, Martina and Frank Villani, and a few others that we didn't know that just came in at the last minute. The tower lights from the county to light the parking lot and the other areas came from Joe Maurizio, our Lebanon Township OEM. And I just wanted to once again thank the head of the Recreation Commission, is Maria Naccarato, for leading the effort, and the same thing with the parks, Eric Petrick. So great job by everyone, and just a fantastic event. And if you look at the Hunterdon Review, you'll see we made the front page today, a beautiful article. I read it online before I saw it in the paper, so a really, really great article. It was like a slice of Americana. They interviewed some of the people that came and got their thoughts, and so it was good.
Excellent. Yes, thank you very much, that whole group. Any other comments on that? Any other old business from the committees? On to new business, then. The first is the Library Committee request to appoint a new member. They are recommending Patricia Wentz be added to the Library Committee, and I will therefore appoint her to that, and I would ask the committee if there's a motion to endorse that appointment.
I will make the motion to endorse Patricia Wentz. She's a very hard worker. She's going to be a great addition to the Library Committee.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next is a recreation member adjustment for the Recreation Commission. They had a vacancy on the regular members, so Lori Hoffman is currently alternate one. She will be moved to the regular member with a five-year term expiring for the rest of the five-year term expiring 2020. And Jason Juskiewicz, who is now alternate two, will be moved to alternate one to fill out the term that's ending at the end of 2019. There remains then a vacancy in the alternate two position.
And we may have somebody who's coming up.
Excellent. Is there a motion to endorse those changes in appointment to the Recreation Commission?
I'll make the motion to to approve the changes to the Recreation Commission.
Second.
Roll.
Yes. Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I was prepared to say second. Totally blew my brain right there. So. for that.
Next, we have a letter from American Tower Corporation. That's the company that owns the cell tower here behind the municipal building. T-Mobile is requesting to be a new co-locating firm on that tower. The procedure is that the township committee first approves American Tower to co-locate on that tower and to install equipment, subject to approvals that will be granted and evaluation performed by the planning board and making sure that they follow all the zoning permits, construction permits, site approval, all of that as a contingent to the approval that we're granting to American Tower for that sublease. Any comments or questions?
I guess we have to make the motion to push it down to the planning board and approve it at this level?
Yes.
So I'll make the motion to approve it.
I think,
and
should we say the motion to approve the language in the letter to be signed by the mayor? Because it had very specific language in that.
And just as a point of information, Mr. Galena was actually, was the primary point of contact with American Tower, but he and I also spoke regarding the language. It's been modified numerous times.
And so I wanted to make sure we reference the language that we're...
So planning board's aware. We're not waiving any rights or of the planning board, nor are we granting any approvals that need to come through planning, zoning, permitting, anything like that. We're speaking to basically the expansion of the lease to bring another tenant in. So that final paragraph down the bottom was the subject of much debate, and all parties agreed that that's still protects the planning board authority in this process.
Okay, so make the motion to approve the language to expand the lease for the cell tower located at 530 West Hill Road, Glen Garden.
And how about to authorize the mayor to sign the
Sign the letter.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. Next is the DP manager's request to advertise for a new employee to replace the employee who left our township a couple months ago.
Mayor, I'd like to ask the committee to consider tabling this to a later date as we get further along with our budget to see where we're all at and see where the chips all fall for us. So I just think it would be prudent if we, at this time, wait till we get into our budget workshop to put that advertisement out, see where we're at.
Does anyone object to tabling this till the budget time?
Well, just curiosity, is that because you want to see? Because, I mean, we don't have to hire anybody.
Yeah, but you know when the process starts, we have to hire. It starts rolling right away. I'd like to see where this budget's at. I'd like to see where the chips fall. We have other things, I think. I don't want to go too deep in contractual, but there's things that I think we should consider.
Okay.
So I'd like to ask you to table it until maybe the third budget meeting and we have a look at things.
And you don't see, like, a detriment to having, like, a month that we don't have? It's okay?
Right. We'll be through. We wouldn't hire them for the snow season anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
And usually, if we can get further into it, we usually have summer help, too. So I'd like to see where the budget's coming at.
And if the DPW manager feels there's an issue, he can come back the next meeting. We'll table it. I guess we'll table it indefinitely with the expectation it will be in the March period.
And I think we can review that then after we have a budget meeting at our next committee meeting.
Right.
And bring it back to the table.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
So without objection, we'll table that. The next is the police chief's request to purchase a computer mount. Do you want to say anything about that?
Just this is a computer mount for the vehicle. That's really the extent of it.
Amount of $1,147.82 plus
installation. Shipping. I believe it's installation too, right, Jack?
Or is that includes installation.
That includes installation, just not shipping. So would there be a motion or any other discussion to approve purchase of a computer mount for the police vehicle?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next item is the topic of the animal control liaison.
Police? No. Oh, that's on the correspondence. Sorry. I'm sorry.
So about 2 years ago, when Committeeman Lal was mayor, he separated out the function of the liaison to the animal control as a separate liaison function. Last week, Ms. Kohler resigned the appointment that she'd held to that liaison position. I would suggest we merge that into the police liaison, since the ACO is coordinated closely with police functions. So I'll go ahead and make that motion, or I'll make that appointment and ask for a motion to approve merging the ACO function into the police liaison role.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Which takes us to presentation of vouchers.
I have none.
First one I have is for Silman Consulting. This is for the new router, network switching, and wireless access points for the municipal building for $1,509. Next is for Rick Allen Auto Repair. This is for $3,387.22. And also for Rick Allen Auto Repair for $1,934.38. Then for Hackettstown Gun and Ammo for $1,520. Then I have for SDG Security, new smoke detectors and installation of the panic button for $5,303.37. Then Griffin Allied Trucking, this gasoline for $1,117.29. That's it.
I've got our township payment for the first quarter county tax of $749,038.92. The first quarter payment to the county for the library tax, $72,292.38. First quarter payment to the county for the open space tax of $68,770.48. Payment to Edmonds and Associate for financial accounting software system, $3,308. Finch Fuel Oil for fuel for the municipal building, the squad building, and the DPW building, $2,239.40. Payment to Quest Environmental for the deed notice and soil remedial action permit at Fire Station 1, $1,750. Cooperative Communications for our phone bill of $1,046.19. And the additional donation to the Lebanon Township Volunteer Fire Department approved at the last meeting in the amount of $15,000.
Okay, I have one for the DPW C&M Auto Parts for $1,992.12. I have another one for the DPW Stavola Construction Materials for $1,305.10. Another DPW invoice, Stavola Construction Materials, $3,370.20. Another DPW one, Allied Oil LLC, for $1,005.86. And lastly, I've got one to the New Jersey State Department of Health, and it's for the dog license, pilot clinic, and animal population expenses, $1,261.80.
I have none that qualify.
So we would then look for a motion to approve the voucher list, noting that there's an amended voucher, there's an addendum to the voucher list as well, so the total amount of the voucher list is $962,675.43. Is there a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve the voucher list.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Which takes us then to one of our featured topics for tonight, which is a review from our Chief of Police, Jack Gale, of the 2018 police blotter. The floor is yours.
Feature topic. Hey, if that's our feature topic.
Yes. Good evening. Jack Gale, Lebanon Township Chief of Police. I provided with you a copy of our brief 2018 police blotter. You could see I had also given mayor a copy that includes 2016, 17, and 18 numbers, so for comparison purposes. We had responded to over 6,000 incident calls for the computer-aided dispatch. They track all our calls. So 6,063 calls for service, which could be anything for someone calling, you know, requesting a phone call to a fatality. So everything in between is categorized. As you can see here, we had 157 criminal investigations, and through those, we've generated 37 adult arrests. We have a lot of fraud complaints and identity theft complaints. Unfortunately, we also had 11 drug overdoses, and two of those were fatal. Those numbers continue to increase. The 9 unattended deaths are just that they are not attended by a physician at the time. So, like the nursing home, if someone were to pass away in a nursing home, that would be considered an attended death because they have doctors on staff. This is typically someone at home or something like that. The 19 missing persons, the majority of those generate from the Veterans Haven. When they go, a lot of times they'll go to the West Orange facility or the Orange facility or Lions, and they don't come back. Their protocol is they must report them as a missing person. Even if we have an idea where they're at and stuff, because Lions Hospital, when we call, they can't confirm that they're there or not. I will just say, if he's there, please have him call back to the Hagedorn or to the Veterans Haven. Sometimes they will, sometimes they won't. But that's where the majority of those are. A couple of them are also juveniles who will take off, and we have to enter them as missing, locate them either later that day or the following morning or something like that. And thankfully, they are located safely. The domestic violence incidents, roughly stable, about 53 of them were reported to us this year. And out of those incidents, there were, I think, 12 of the 37 adult arrests were stemming from domestic violence incidents. We had 302 non-criminal unfounded investigations. Those are of a lesser degree. Again, non-criminal where they could border on a line of civil, where it's still generating time from an officer, a report is written, and just for substantiating the officer's time. And a lot of them do go to civil court and stuff like that. The responses you see there for Veterans Haven, Freedom House, Hagedorn, they include squad calls, fire calls, some of them, but a lot of the calls to Freedom House are also for, we've had several narcotic overdoses there, and also ISP warrants, probably around 10 or 12 warrants we'll have to go serve up there.
What's an ISP?
As well as the Veterans Haven.
What's an ISP?
Intensive Supervision Program. So they come out on parole, and they're under intensive supervision. If they violate any of the conditions, they'll issue a warrant, such as going to counseling or something like that. Dirty urine, you have urine screening and stuff like that. If it comes back, it's an administrative warrant. They'll send it to us, and we'll have to go effectuate the rest down to the jail and stuff like that. Hagedorn, lately we've been getting up there for a lot of criminal mischief, a lot of trespassing stuff. I guess they're starting to clean it up, to utilize it for the future, so there's more of a presence up there. Workmen's wise and state workers coming up, and they're locating, you know, finding that these doors have been kicked in, or there's graffiti over here, or they find somebody on the premises. So we have had a couple of the arrests come from trespassing up there, but we're getting up there more because they're getting in there more. The Hundred Inn Hills residential, that's majority of those are squad calls. There's been a couple, I think two or three, that were for disturbances. 87-year-old guy keeps calling 911, wants out, wants us to get him out, and he creates a disturbance with the staff there. Like I said, very, very few. The majority of that is all squad calls, as well as the Little Brook Nursing Home. In the motor vehicle category, you could see our motor vehicle stops have increased about 50% from last year. We're at 1,814 motor vehicle stops, and the summons also increased to 670. That's around 43% increase from last year. So roughly one in three cars are getting a summons. A lot of residents are getting stopped, getting the warnings to, you know, adhere to the motor vehicle, you know, statutes and drive safely and stuff. But with that increase of motor vehicle stops and summonses, the motor vehicle accidents have decreased by 16-17% almost. So we're out there doing more, and everybody's kind of slowing down. We can see the speeds are slowing down, and, you know, we're reducing the accidents by quite a bit. Out of those accidents, roughly 20% are deer accidents that we get. So we can't control that. You know, we put up the signs and stuff, you know, deer crossing and stuff.
But they don't listen to them.
No, they don't. The deer don't cross when you tell them to cross, right? We did have 12 DUIs last year, and it responded to 550 911 calls. Now, they can be anything from a medical emergency to a child dialing 911 and hanging up. So it doesn't break it down as far as what's a true emergency and what is just, you know, 911, hey, my cat's in the tray, or, yeah, little Johnny was playing with the phone again. So it captures all of that. The squad fire EMS calls, 293 calls, logged over 121,000 miles on our vehicles, and we accrued 2,096 hours of overtime. And I think Greg, talking with Greg, we were under the budget, the overtime budget from last year, because a lot of it were the younger guys working it, too. That amped up because of military commitments and stuff this year. So under some of the achievements, we've kind of ironed out with the help of the committee, especially Mike and Mark, who worked extensively at working on his Class 3 program and getting it all together with the school, which it has, improved the school security, enhanced a lot of the police training, have a lot of new mandates coming from the Attorney General's office, the PTC Police Training Commission. I just got bombed today with stuff that I have to have in place by March 15th about immigration status and have to post on our website, type T visas, type U visas. I have to have officers trained in how to address them and how to interact with diverse communities. So we do have a lot of training, and I try to always stay current and proactive with our training. Some improvements downstairs, the internet exchange zone, the signs should be in this week. I've talked to Warren about establishing, you know, the doing the paintings outside and putting the signs up. So that's briefly what we've done this year. And I don't have enough time to tell you everything that I've done and that we've done, but we, you know, try to keep the town safe.
One question that jumped out at me a little bit, and I don't know if it's apples to apples, but in the 2017 blotter you gave us last year,
yeah.
I didn't check it against what you just handed me earlier, but for fire EMS assist, you had 690, and this year you had 293. I'm wondering if there's some different categorization, or are we actually safer this year on fire and EMS as well?
I don't know if there is a the correlation with it being safer and stuff, or if it is just that these calls that I'm reporting on here are just calls that we were actively involved in. Sometimes we don't get to the calls. If it's a false alarm or something like that, which we have a lot of false alarms, fire alarms and stuff like that, we don't always go to, especially if it's determined to be a false alarm. The owner activates it, contractor activates it. Fire will still respond out. That's their protocol. We won't.
Okay.
We're not going to waste our time if it's, you know, contractor set off the alarm. We have something else we could be doing.
So it wouldn't even get logged for you?
No.
Okay, so it would just be some systems like that shifted a little in the past year? Because it was such a big number down.
Yeah.
Down by half.
Last year, it may have been in there. When I request, I get a call from Hunter Communications and give me the breakdown on our calls. Because I can't keep track of 6,000 calls.
Right.
They print it out. They categorize it and print it all out.
Okay.
To follow up on what the mayor had just said, you have 545 911 calls. Would those calls capture some of our squad calls in there?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and that's just when they call 911, whatever it's for.
Okay.
That's how they mark it. There's a call there. So it would be a fire call or a squad call.
So I think the numbers show that your department's work out on the roads are making the roads safer, accidents down.
Mm-hmm.
DWI's doubled, but that's probably because you're out there more, which is good that we're getting off the road. How about any trends in the overall crime in Lebanon Township in terms of things that might not come off of your burglaries?
Opportunist. Okay. A lot of fraud, a lot of computer fraud, a lot of scams.
And are those people who might be getting scammed from a foreign country and they're calling you to report it? Or are those scams happening, residents here, they're scamming other people in this?
It's our residents being scammed.
That's what I mean. So if they're coming from, you know, some overseas scam operation, they call you when they're getting scammed. That doesn't mean that there are scammers in our township.
Correct.
You're investigating and then reporting it through.
We're reporting on our victims here.
Yep.
Just yesterday, it was $3,000.
Internet scam, somehow.
Internet scam. Oh. Yes.
But in terms of physical safety of our residents, trends are good?
Yes. Yeah, trends are very good. There are several burglaries, again, isolated, often unsecured premises, rear door, daytime. Pull the slider, pops open, in and out, a couple things. We don't have any home invasions. We haven't had any or robberies or anything like that. We haven't had any robberies in several years. We do have a few burglaries, not 9 or 10 burglaries a year. And, again, they're just kind of isolated little pockets where it's, again, most of them are unsecured residents. 2 or 3 forced broken windows, you know, kicked in door. But
any vehicle thefts of note? Is that
we have a couple down on the highway out of the industrial park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And a lot of them that are reported are found out to be repos. We probably have 8 or 10 repossessed vehicles a year. So they're reported as stolen, and then through, you know, investigation, or a lot of times the repo agent will stop in the headquarters first with a copy of the paper from the bank. So we know when they call, hey, my car is stolen. I'm saying, no, it wasn't. The bank had it.
The owner took it back.
Great. Any other?
What do you see as your, like, biggest challenge over the next year? Any challenges within the township or in the force itself?
The biggest challenges, I would say, is, you know, combating the opiate abuse. Mm-hmm. That is, you know, it's detrimental throughout the whole country, but mm-hmm. mostly, you know, this state is taking a big hit. This county's taking a big hit, as well as us. We had another overdose the other day. Mm. Thankfully, Narcan, officers administered Narcan, EMS administered Narcan. Kid was back to work the next day, doing the same thing again the next night. Can't help that. But, you know.
I do see in your statistics it went from 7 in 2017 to 11 in 2018.
Yeah.
So that's going the wrong way.
Yeah, you know, just January alone we had a fatal accident already. Last year we didn't have any, thankfully. This year we already had one this month. We already had an overdose. That one did not turn out fatal, thankfully. Combating that, getting that education to where, you know, and the resources available to people will learn, you know, not to get involved in the drugs. Keeping up with the training. There's always constantly new training coming down, new requirements for equipment. That's pretty much about it. Community hasn't changed much here. Now, we haven't changed much. We're just, you know, adapting to new equipment, new trends, new requirements.
You haven't started an internet task force yet. Any other discussion? Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chief. Thank you for your time.
Appreciate it.
To the drugs things. How do you have any idea of how many pounds or however you of the drug collection mailbox has collected?
Last year we had 122 or 127 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's been very successful.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, yeah. We put it in 16. End of 16, I applied for it, beginning of 17. So I think between 2017 and last year was like 122 pounds, and I think it was around 85 to 90 pounds for the time that we had it in place in 2017. So over 200 pounds total.
Good.
Substantial.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
Keeps it out of hands, you know, keeps it out of. Out of the water, out of the ground.
I would have to say that's been a big success, though.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you very much.
Well,
thank you, Jack.
So next, under correspondence, we received a letter from the Township of Washington. It was addressed to Chief James Crampton, but actually the fire chief has changed now to Rob Peck. But it's to the Lebanon Township Volunteer Fire Department. I'm sending this letter on behalf of the Washington Township Committee in gratitude for the assistance of the Lebanon Township Volunteer Fire Department at the Pickle Road House Fire on January 21st. Many hours of firefighting during extreme cold were put in by mutual aid companies, and the assistance is truly appreciated. It is reassuring at the time of such a tragic event to see the cooperation and teamwork amongst all the companies. Please share our gratitude and thanks with all your volunteers. I think I would just add that we of course, thank Washington Township for at least standing by for mutual aid and all our mutual aid partners, and certainly thank our volunteer firefighters.
Yep.
Any other comments to that? Then the next is notice of upcoming Recreation Commission events. Do you want to read those out?
Sure, yeah, I'll do that. Okay, we have once again, the Rec Commission is going to host the two-hour mini summer camp series we began last year. It's going to run for 6 weeks over July and August from 9 to 11 at Memorial Park. And very low expense, $110 for all those programs, which is great. And then we have there's going to be an owl program / pellet dissection. I'm not sure what the pellets are. I don't know if I want to go there.
I read their little ad. That's to understand what they eat. And
oh, okay.
That's what you thought it was.
They live.
Yes. And, so anyway, that's going to be the Hunterdon County Parks is going to be helping us with that. And that's March 13th, 2019. And that was only $55 for that program. And then we have the Point Mountain 2 Mile Hike, which is also going to be managed by Hunterdon County Parks on May 11th, 2019, for $40. So it's good programs that we have going. The kids enjoy them, the grown-ups enjoy them.
And next are the minutes of the EOSC, the Environmental Open Space Commission, meeting on December 3rd, 2018. Anything you'd want to highlight there? Not, those are in the record. So. Now, is there a motion for public comment?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Seeing no members of the public moving to the microphone, is there a motion to close to public comment?
I'll make a motion to close to public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. We will be going into executive session. There are three items I'm aware of. All three would be contract matters, one relating to the zoning officer, one relating to the police chief, and one relating to potential shared service with the Tewksbury. Does anyone else have anything for executive session? If not, would there be a and I don't anticipate any action to be taken after this. Otherwise, is there a motion then for Resolution 28-2019 authorizing executive session?
I make a motion for authorizing Resolution 28-2019 authorizing executive session for the items noted by the mayor.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And with that, thank you for... thanks again, Jack.
Welcome. Thank you for your time.